I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. So tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna really, really, really want a ziggy ziggy. Dude, are you recording?
Yeah, bro.
Turn it off.
Nah, bro, that's great.
Dude, turn it off. Turn it off. Somebody please turn it off and stop it.
Nah, bro, it's there forever, dude.
Welcome to Honest Chronic.
I'm your host, Kyle.
Dude, cue the music. Why didn't you turn it off?
Okay, so we're going to have to accept the fact that you just heard me singing Spice Girls. My producer didn't tell me we were recording. And I listen to cheesy music like that and like to sing beforehand when I start these podcasts. So the dude got fired. Sorry. But we hired in the Six Flags guy because he didn't really have anything to do. Six Flags guy, you wanna say hello?
Six Flags, more flags, more fun.
Yeah, that's your catchphrase. Everybody knows, dude. So did you want to say anything else, though?
Six Flags!
That's all you can say? He's giving me this awkward look right now, guys. Like, the same one on the commercial. You know, where he's got his mouth wide open. He's staring at you behind those big glasses with the big eyeballs popped open and the bald head. I'm gonna go ahead and start the show, dude, okay?
Alright. Anyways.
That was awkward.
First, though, I would like to say, got an announcement. I am honored and pleased to say that we are now part of the No Phony, P-H-O-N-Y, podcast network. Go check them out, nophonypodcastnetwork.com. Follow everybody that's on there. Jay, who does the Politics with Dummies with Loop Dog also, and me have been in contact since I've started doing this, and he's given me a lot of great tips and a lot of advice behind the scenes on things to do as well, and I feel like I might have shared a little bit with him. So one day he contacted me yesterday and asked me if I would like to be part of it, and I told him, heck yeah, I would. It's because of you guys, though, and gals, that I made it here. From your support and everything that you showed me online, I wouldn't be able to reach to the level that I'm at now. And it just gives me even more of a purpose to continue going up. Thank you. Pat yourself on the back really quick. If you follow me on Twitter or Instagram, and you may have even listened to the Quick Bite, I found this thing on Instagram, and it was 87 podcast niches. Niche? You know what I'm saying. There was 87 different ideas of what you can revolve your podcast around. I'm kind of weird and crazy and always love to put too much pressure on myself, ask my wife, and decided to take those 87 different podcast ideas and turn them into a challenge. So with the challenge, I'm going to mark off one at a time. Those podcasts will be on Fridays, and they'll be called the 87 Challenge. So the first one I decided to do was the first one on the list. They're not going to be in order. It was motivational. And when I read that one, I asked myself, how do I even, you know, motivate someone? Because if you listen to my past, I didn't necessarily have the greatest past. I'm a recovered drug addict. I had a mentally abusive mother. And, you know, my father had passed away at a young age, blah, 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 sad violin. But then I thought about it and I asked myself, you know, where does motivation come from? And it kind of comes from within. Because in all honesty, if you go listen to a motivational speaker, they're almost, and I'm not saying that they're a con, but they're almost trained to specifically say things that you exactly want to hear. And that's not what I'm going to do here. I'm the Honest Chronic. I'm not going to tell you exactly what it is that you want to hear because I wasn't told really what I wanted to hear. Being that said, it may have seemed negative at the time, but sometimes it was reinforcing because it reminded me that I did progress and I have come from that. And that's, you know, that's exactly what I like to do. You know, for me, the best motivation is always to look back at my past failures and then compare them to where I am right now. The Kyle right now, if I were to go back and talk to Cooter and tell him in my 20s that I would be in my 30s married, living in a completely different state with a child, I'd have laughed at him. I'd have probably like thrown the deuces up and been like, peace, homie, you know, because at that time, that wasn't who I was. I was also, like I said before, you know, I was addicted to drugs, so I didn't want a relationship like that. I didn't want to be tied down to anything but my drugs, really. It may not necessarily be healthy to focus on the past. Hearing my past alone gives people a reason to be like, I don't want to go back down that dark road. But sometimes you have to revisit that dark road because you never know what you might realize that you've accomplished. And during this entire time, you may not even have been giving yourself the credit that you deserve. To me, I have every excuse, like I said. In the end, it's just an excuse. It's just that. I know that I am my own worst enemy, and being this way does tend to hold me back at times. I don't allow myself to give myself the credit that I deserve for the things that I have accomplished. Being able to overcome crack is a very hard thing. Being able to overcome even that whole lifestyle is not simple. The times I let go of those feelings and I start to see the things that I progress at and that I'm good at, I always say, watch out, world, you know, because here I come. I might be a confident, I'm ready to succeed. This is what I want to do. I'm tired of holding myself back by dwelling on those issues. Instead of dwelling on them, I need to look at them and go, okay, I messed up. I sat there and did a line of coke in a Texas Corral restaurant bathroom that I didn't even pay for. It was just randomly there, okay? I was drunk, and I just did it. Guys, that could have been anything. I mean, I tested it beforehand, but that could have been anything still, you know? And that's something you might be like, what? That's a crappy comparison, but it's not, because I look at it now, and honestly, if I were to walk into a bathroom and see that now, I would blow it off because I wouldn't want someone else to do it. I wouldn't want someone else to put themselves in that position. At times, you will succeed at many things, but you are also going to fail at them as well. It just depends on what you've learned from that situation. You have to learn to accept failure. Failure is not a bad thing. Failure is only a bad thing when you let it set you back. When you take failure and learn from that lesson and you look at it and go, okay, this is what I did wrong, this is what I need to change, and actually put that work into motion, then you will see a better, more positive outcome in life, in your business, in whatever it is that you're doing. So do me a favor. Take 1 second and reflect on all of your mistakes. All of them. Everything. I'm going to wait 1 second. I'm going to count 5. Like I said before, I am a recovered drug addict for 16 years now. I struggle with it every day. And it is hard to think back. Some of the times that I would go into my mother's purse and steal from her. Why would I do that? But I look at it now and I think about it, and if I see money laying there, it's not mine. I feel like I've done better. I became a better person, just like you're capable of doing. I've been there on the streets, in the gutter. I've lived that life. I now live in a 2-bedroom home in a completely different state, and I have a son and a stepson and a wonderful wife that is very supportive. So you can do it. If anyone in this world right now is capable of telling you that you can do it, it is me. It is the Honest Chronic. It is Kyle. You can do it. Like Shia LaBeouf said, just do it. You know, if you're sitting there thinking about it and you're like, okay, did I move forwards or backwards? I can't honestly answer that for you. You know, that's for you to discover. Don't be afraid to take that journey. Don't be afraid to look back at all those things and compare them to what you have now. People tell you sometimes, don't compare your past to your present, or don't focus too much on your past. You can't change it. And that's 100% the truth. But you can take your past and change that to your future and never do those things again, because you know exactly where it got you. I know that when I smoked crack, it eventually led me to getting kicked out of my house, which then eventually led me to losing all my friends and then getting locked up in jail. That's the life I have to deal with now. And 16 years later, here I am, still struggling with family and everything. So don't be afraid to. Don't. You know, don't be afraid to even ask one of your friends for help. I had nobody really to help me other than my grandmother. That was it. That was the only help I truthfully had. My mother helped a little bit, and then it seemed like it was too much for her. I only had my grandmother. If you have friends that are sober and they can help you, don't be afraid to ask them. And if they don't ask you, or if they don't offer to help, if you ask them and they don't want to help you, what kind of friend truthfully are they? Because that's what friendship's about. It's supposed to be there for each other and help each other. If you yourself have a friend that has an issue, needs help with something, help them. And you see it, and they may not necessarily be asking you, and you're thinking to yourself, well, I might offend them. Don't. Screw it. Ask them anyways, because you know what? They might be silently screaming for that help. In life, you will learn, though, there's always going to be someone better than you. It sucks. I'm a chef. I know the feeling. I play soccer. I know the feeling. I play video games. I know the feeling. I can relate to you. There's always going to be someone better at you. And instead of being jealous of them, like I've been guilty of myself, you need to look at what they've done in life to succeed and to get to the point where they're at now. And then use that into your life, into what you're doing. I'm not saying replicate them. Don't coattail them. Don't write off what they're doing. Take what they did and look at it and see how you can apply some of it to what you do and how you can make it work for you and tweak it just like a recipe. Tweak it to your needs. Jealousy is not a good look at all. Men, women, it is not attractive. It is not attractive to be jealous. It's just hater tensions. That's all it is. And if you ain't got nobody to hate on, like Cat Williams said, feel free to hate on me, okay? I'm just here to try and help anyone I possibly can. And if you don't like it, I'm sorry. I am one person, though, that you will always meet that is willing to give credit out to whoever deserves it. Even if I'm at a job and I make this beautiful plate, or I'm the one that walks the beautiful plate over, whatever, and I get the compliment and they assume that it was me, I'll tell them right there, hey, no, dude, that was Bill over there. I didn't do anything. I just walked it over to you. But at the same time, you need to also give yourself credit. If you were the one that did it, say somebody tries to steal your credit, I'm sorry, I'm the type of person that's going to be like, nah, no, you know that was me. I may not necessarily do it right there in front of the manager, but I'm going to do it when that manager walks away. I may be told by my wife, look at the great job you're doing with this or that or with our son, and I may not want to accept the credit at first, but then I sit and reflect about it, and it's like, you have to accept that. You have to take the credit. You have to be willing to actually say, I did a good job. You know, you can be prideful, but you also have to let your pride fall. And I know that sounds like a double-edged sword, and it is. You have to be prideful at the things that you've accomplished and that you've overcome in life. A drug addiction, mental parent, or a mental abusive parent, whatever it is that you're going through, if you've overcome it, even one step at a time, you need to give yourself that credit because you deserve it. Not everybody can say something like that. I only hope that some of these words are inspiring to you. I honestly am somebody that needs to practice what I preach at the same time, but I feel like that's something that even motivational speakers would tell you, that every day that they struggle themselves with doing things like this. They can't wake up every day and be positive. Look at the world around you. It's so hard to. But instead of always focusing on the negative like the news does, try to find some kind of positive in this world. Look at podcasts. There's wonderful podcasts out there. thank you so much for stopping by again. I'm sorry that you had to listen to me sing Spice Girls. Six Flags guy, you got anything to say? All right, okay. I don't want you to say the Six Flags line again. So if you don't have anything to say, don't worry about it. Okay, all right. But I would like to close out with two quotes. I kind of live my life. I know this is a short podcast, but I kind of live my life in a way by one of these and the other one I just learned. Prove them all wrong. People tell me all the time that I'm not going to be able to accomplish some of the things that I set my mind to. And a lot of the times that came from my mother. Instead of being positively reinforced to chase after a dream and to accomplish something, I was basically held back and told to live this subpar, settled, you know, lower income type lifestyle. And I always wanted something better than that. And people would always doubt me too because I was so small and I was little in school and I was little in sports. And people would never think that I was able to accomplish some of the things that I did. But I played on the varsity volleyball team. I was in plays. I did soccer in college and played on the varsity team there. I overcame anything that someone told me you're not capable of doing, just like overcoming drug addiction. I overcame that. I proved everybody wrong, and I want you to go out there and prove everyone wrong that doubts you. And the last one, doubt kills more dreams than failures ever will. If you doubt yourself, then you already failed. Thank you again. I'm the Honest Chronic. This is Kyle. Peace. I love you. Once again, I'd like to say thank you to the No Phony Podcast Network, to Politics with Dummies, and everyone over there on that family. Thank you guys. I really appreciate it. You've been very accepting, and I already feel like I'm at home. Don't forget to check us out, though, on Twitter. Also, all the podcasts are available wherever you listen.